This is the Reflect Your Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we journey around the world, in this case, journey here to Australia. I'm welcomed with my beautiful partner, Amber Clements, as we want to introduce to you and bring this beautiful human design conference that we're doing down here in Australia. I thought, let's get on, friend, and have a chat, and let's tell people what we're doing.
Let's do it.
So from the 24th to the 26th of May, we're holding Australasia's. We say Australasia, though, even though we're holding it here in Australia, our first human design conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited about it, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've even shown up at the beach today to talk all things human design conference.
Yeah, great. Now, this has been a labor of love for both of us. We were both, for those that don't know, Amber and I have been in touch over the last couple of years. You've heard her on this podcast. She was, as I've always said, she was my first ever guest. And I wanted to sort of like touch base with this community and just bring them into what we're doing and why we're doing it. And mm-hmm. I thought, I'm not going to do this on my own. I'm going to bring my friend in, and we're going to sit here on our virtual beach background and have a chat. So, labor of love, we sat down. Can I share this story? We sat down, we went out there, we nutted it out, we birthed this baby. We birthed this baby, didn't we? Out by the beach.
We did. We were by the beach as well. Very interesting that's where we've ended up deciding to host it as well. Somewhere that's beautiful, that's light, that feels good. I'm very excited about the location.
So this conference is what we've put together is 2.5 days mm-hmm. in Kingscliff here, Northern New South Wales Beach. Amber and I both came together with a very unified intention that we wanted this to be fun. We wanted it to be immersive. We wanted it to be a collaboration and people coming together. Now, for those that don't know, I know that a lot of the audience here is in the States. We have to often travel to places. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of human design down here, do we, Amber?
No. And I mean, as much as I love going overseas, and it's always a good reason and excuse to go and do a bit of travel as well, we want to bring something to our back door. We want to bring something here that feels very Australian. We are a little different over here in the way that we, you know, we kind of get together and celebrate life in a slightly different way. And I think that Aussie feeling of connection is something that I personally have missed in the human design world, because there's, you know, few and far between people that are actually in human design. I know there's more of us, which is great. We're really excited about more and more people over here. I know about it, are involved, working in it. So that's kind of an exciting place to be in. But for me, bringing people together that talk the same talk, you know, when I say something like, oh, you know, you're on your wave, or you need to be in the now. Or when we start to talk about some of the language about, you know, being a manifesting generator or being a projector or what have you, it's just really lovely to be around people that actually understand what you're talking about. And you can talk about things that you personally might have been really excited about, but then when you go and try and share it with your friends or your family, they kind of look at you like, what are you talking about? Oh, what's this thing? And so you don't kind of get necessarily the same experiences when you actually connect with others that are talking about the same thing. So having this at our back door, having something over here that's our version of human design and how it impacts our culture and our community, I think is really important. And you know, as reflectors, you know that our community is so important to us, and feeling good in the community. So I know we're very excited anyway about having that experience in our community over here. Definitely excited about it.
I know exactly what that's like when you are just talking to someone and you're like, oh, that's just that, or that's just that. And sometimes they'll look back at you or they'll be like, oh, that's that human design thing that you're into, right? So I really get that. It's like we've gotten really excited about this, to be able to be in a room or be in a space where we can just talk about this and just share it, and no one thinks you're a bit weird and wacky. You can just go, blah, 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 this is my design. Now, I since we've been doing this, I know I'm going to go straight to what a lot of people have said of going, oh, wow, there's two reflectors curating this. Now I'm just like, well, you know, it's not like we don't have an engine. It's not like we can't do things. So it's kind of like that stereotype's being kind of pushed onto us a little bit. How do you feel about that? Have you had anyone sort of say to you, oh God, true reflectors?
No, but I can understand people might. And that's probably because people might know me and know that I'm not someone that does things by halves. But that's because I know how to honor my energy and use it correctly. And I think, you know, Ray used to say that reflectors are the most resilient. So if we know how to tap in, we know how to honor ourselves. And, you know, you and I, the way that we work together on this is we work hard and we really get deep and we get things done, but then we give ourselves space and gentleness. And, you know, we know when either of us are feeling a little bit, you know, today's not the day, I need a bit of I've got stuff going on, I need to honor myself. We're both really gentle, I think, with each other and getting, you know, honoring how we show up. And I think that's the way it's meant to be.
And that has been for us. I love that you mentioned that, because we've got a podcast that's coming out on Holly Herbig's channel towards the end of March. And she was talking to us. You get to listen to that later in the month. But that's how we've been navigating it. And I think that's really beautiful that we have honored each other's energy. And, you know, for us, you're the lower trigram and I'm the upper trigram. You know, you're the 1-3, I'm the 5-1. And a lot of people kind of lump us reflectors into just one big barrel, but we are so diverse and different. And even you and I working together, it's just like, oh, crap, you know, not that we've ever come to loggerheads, but it's how we do things is very different. And I felt with us working together, especially you being a 1-3 and me a 5-1, it kind of works because we leverage each other's strengths on that interpersonal and transpersonal line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's nice. I mean, for me as a reflector, it's so lovely to have that support working with another reflector who can work at the same kind of level and understanding. I mean, when we talk about something we want to do, we connect and like, yeah, that's how we want it to be, or that's how we feel into it. We don't push agendas onto each other, which I think is a beautiful experience. But we also have our strengths and we can say, hey, this is your bag. You can sort of do that. I'll do this. And not have any kind of judgment over it, or I don't know, it always feels really lovely. And it, to me, it's been a really wonderful experience to be able to work with someone else and not feel like you're doing it all yourself, but equally not feel like you're getting railroaded, particularly, you know, because sometimes the defined types, which is pretty much everybody else, and their beautiful definition that they bring can be a little bit dominating sometimes for us as a reflector if there's something we really want to do and want to achieve. So I think that's what's been wonderful, is to actually get things done and be really creative and work really well, honoring each other's energy, but without sort of stepping on toes.
Yeah, that respect thing I think is huge. And, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a bit longer, it's just if you were to work with someone, you probably wouldn't have had, me personally, wouldn't have had the respect that I have for different types. So, again, that's human design, the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. So would you like me to talk to this audience about what exactly our 2.5 days entail?
What you look like you're bursting at the seams. Annie, you can go for it. I will add some anything of value at the end if potentially there's anything left to say. I don't mind.
So our 2.5 days, when we sat and we thought, how can we do this? We knew our intention, right? We set our intention. We tapped into our innate knowledge of both our experiences and you, especially Amber, with your experience going to conferences overseas. And so we decided for this year to set the theme up of doing a birth to rebirth and using human design through that lens. And so the speakers that we've kind of we've included into this space, who are our, you know, co-creators in this, we're weaving it through, you know, showing up in the world, our birth, and how, you know, we're this type, we're given this blueprint, and how we kind of navigate through the adolescence and going off and starting uni and getting jobs and family. So we're weaving in a lot of different profiling. What are we leaving? Play through children, family design, deconditioning
work, yes,
and really coming out. And we've got a beautiful ending on that to do with a ceremony, and that's just this whole traversion that we are doing. Is that a word, traversion? That's probably not a word.
I think so.
Anyway, I mismade that up. We're traversing. This life story that we all have and how we can use human design in that. And so we're weaving not just talks, are we? We're weaving like these workshops and we're having play and and even Amy, I was telling you the other day, Amy sort of said, I need like a couple of kilos of Play-Doh. And I'm like, this is going to be fun. So that's why I'm chomping at the bit going, let's have fun.
And I think that's the key, right? It's and that's a very Aussie thing I notice. I mean, I've traveled a lot and I always find that it's us good old Aussies and Kiwis that tend to be wanting to enjoy, wanting to make the most out of it. So it's absolutely going to be jam-packed with the fun aspects of it. There's lots of activities. I actually feel really excited about some of the things we're going to do myself, like getting to that point and having everybody, you know, be part of that and feel connected through it and not just sort of sit and listen, although there'll be a little bit of that in there, of course, but actually feel like you're having an experience and embodying those the journey that we go through. And some jokes and a bit of lightness. I love a good joke. I don't know about you.
Oh, I know. That's the Aussiness in us, though. We're very laid back here. So it is going to be very different. Again, I know that we've labelled it Australasia because we wanted to include our friends across the pond, you know, New Zealand and Asia Pacific, you know, up into those areas. But we are holding it here in Australia because we're curating it and it's in our backyard. So it's easy for us to figure this out.
We probably want to talk about who should come. And I just want to say, first of all, that I really hope we get some reflectors there. I know reflectors, sometimes we feel a bit tentative about, do I want to be in that kind of space? Do I want to feel into that? I'm saying to you, yes. I'm saying this is the kind of environment you want to be in. I've been to a number of conferences around human design, and it's actually a lovely place to be because you're in a community, you're with energy that feels good. You can take yourself out if you want. You can put yourself in it. There's no expectation that you have to be involved in everything if you want to just kind of hang at the back and watch on. But to me, you know, this is a place where we want to bring all the types together. We want to sample what it's like to be in person with other types. It's so beneficial for other types to feel into reflectors, and not just Annie and myself. You know, we'll be there, but there's lots of different types of types of reflectors. There's a funny pun. Reflectors who express differently, that show up slightly differently, and it's useful for other people to really start to feel into that and also meet each other, have that connection, have a hug, maybe not get that close, maybe just say hi, doesn't matter, but join and connect with others, I think, is most important.
It is completely different to experience human design through an actual physical component, like being in presence with other types, completely different experience than online. And I know that, you know, energy has no barriers, but it's just this way to observe creatures in the wild.
Absolutely.
But yes, thank you for saying that, because it's really important. And also, reflectors can feel overwhelmed, but it's like, no, this has been one of those intentions that you and I chatted about. We wanted to make this a really good and healthy environment for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And curate a space that feels good for people, you know, to be able to sense and understand and know when maybe things aren't good and we can shift and make sure that people are comfortable, that nobody feels like they're disconnected or uncomfortable or in a place that they don't want to be. That's really, to me, that's part of the beauty of us being reflectors and being tuned in, especially with the Gate 19 too many times. But, you know, I think that's one, we want to get reflectors there. We really want to get some more reflectors coming together as much as we can. But anybody can really turn up. You don't have to be like a mad human design enthusiast or coach or something in that space, really just to have a keen interest, right? Just kind of a bit of a curiosity. Hey, I know a bit about human design. I want to know more. I want to meet some cool people, have a bit of fun, learn about myself. That's really where we're targeting. You're going to learn, you're going to get out of it what you get out of it. And there'll be some great value in there. But you don't have to be a rock star in human design already, do you, to be part of the conference and that journey that we're going to go through.
And even if you are a rock star in human design, this is our first inaugural, you know, gathering of building our community here. So it's like coming together to share that and meet others who are in our space, you know, and it's all, we're all learning. It never ends. It's an onion layer. So even for those that kind of think, oh no, I've got it, I understand it, it's just like, just be immersed in the experience of connection.
Absolutely. And connect with others and have, you know, and up level even around what those connections bring and those experiences bring, and not feel like we're sort of isolated. I think it's very easy in human design to feel, you know, you work, let's say if you're working in human design, you're doing something in that, to feel isolated from others. It's like, that's what you do. And the people you meet are people maybe that you're working with, and you might not be connecting so much with people that are also working in the same field or have an interest in working in the same field. I think that's a beautiful experience as well, when we can connect and leverage Absolutely. Each other and build each other up and share, not just kind of feel like we've got to keep everything safe and get into that kind of competitive space. We're not about that.
No.
Really about embracing.
And that is a true gift of, another gift of human design, is that we all are unique. Even if somebody's doing very similar work to you, they're very, very unique in their delivery of it. So it's, again, what you said, you know, collaboration over competition any day.
Absolutely.
Well, we're counting down. I think we've got 11 weeks now, friend. So, yeah, I want to put this out there and just let people know what we're up to and what it's about. We're very excited. We've got a beautiful goodie bag going out. We got personalized lanyards, which
very excited about.
Body graph chart. We're going to use them as our personalized lanyards, which is exciting. So, you know, it's going to be fun. We've got games. We've got all sorts of things happening. We've got discounted accommodation. So, and you and I are heading down there shortly or in the next week or two to just, you know, explore the venue again, get a feel, make sure that it's a correct environment, which it is.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share, Fred?
No, but I'd love to see some more people there from, you know, if you're sitting on the edge and going, is this for me? You can always reach out and ask us some questions as well. Like, we just want to make this a really fabulous event for anyone in our region, or if you're not in our region and you happen to be in our region and you want to be part of it, that's to me, it's just that journey together. We want to connect and we'd love you to be part of it if you're considering it.
Yeah, wonderful. And you can find all the conference details from humandesignconference.com.au. We've got the Instagram and the Facebook. You can also just go on, if you're sitting on the fence, dear reflectors, if you're sitting on the fence, go and join the mailing list and we'll be sharing with you updated program details and things like that. So you can kind of get a sneaky and sit with that process for yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wonderful chatting with you, friend. And look forward to talking to you soon.
You too.